The past few weeks have been filled with challenges, transition, and changes.
在過去的幾個星期，我們都是經歷了很多的挑戰，很多的轉變、過渡，和一些的改變。
Our dear brother Joseph Wong and his mother-in-law went to be with the Lord.
我們親愛的黃培榮弟兄和他的外母都是回了天家。
Our prayers and our hearts go out to Lisa and her family.
我们的祷告都是继续的为 Lisa 她一家来去祷告。
And speaking of our loss, our dear Pastor Wang is no longer with us as he has been appointed to another church.
讲到一些的失去，我们挚爱的黄牧师也都是调任了去另外一个的教会。
Our church is in a period of transition and uncertainty as we experience a change in leadership.
所以我们教会呢都是在这里经历一些在领袖上的改变。
Also, recently, the Supreme Court made its historic ruling to legalize same-sex marriage nationwide.
而最近呢，在美國的最高法院那裡，也都有一個歷史性的裁判，就令到全國性的同性戀合法化。
I knew this was coming, but I didn't think it would come so soon and that it would actually pass.
所以我都知道一個嘅事情係會嚟到噶啦，但係冇諗到會咁快就咁順利嘅去通過咗。
Recently, my job is also undergoing transition in roles and new responsibilities.
就最近咧，我工作嗰度咧都有一啲嘅改變，所以我有啲新嘅責任。
Indeed, it has been a difficult and busy time.
當然啦，依個係真係一個好困難同埋一個好繁忙嘅一個嘅時段。
Life can be full of changes and surprises.
就我哋嘅生活咧，好多時都係會充滿住好多嘅驚奇啦，同埋好多嘅改變。
You never know what's coming.
我哋好多時都唔知道有啲咩事情會跟住嚟。
And you don't know how things will turn out.
亦都唔知道啲事情會有啲咩嘅結果。
How do you respond?
我哋點樣去回應呢
？What do you do?
我哋可以做啲咩呢？
Through the characters in today's text, we'll explore how they work through life's difficulties and challenges.
就喺今日嘅经文入边嘅人物嗰度咧，就俾我哋睇到佢哋喺佢嘅生活上嘅困难当中，佢哋点样去面对呢
？We'll look at their response and experiences in the midst of their struggles and suffering.
我哋就尝试去睇下佢哋嗰个嘅反应同埋佢哋嘅经历，嚟睇下佢哋点样去度过佢哋一个嘅痛苦困难嘅时刻。
In today's scripture, we read about two stories of miracles performed by Jesus.
在今天的经文那里，我们就看见耶稣是施行了两个的神迹。
From the previous chapter up to this point, Jesus has been performing miracles and demonstrating his power in calming the storm and driving out evil spirits.
从上一段的章节那里到今天这一段的经文那里，耶稣是施行了一些的神迹，是在他平静风浪的时候呢，就显示了他的能力，也都去跟着就是驱走了一些的恶魔。
Here we find Jesus' power in healing the sick and restoring life.
在这里呢，我们就看见耶稣他有这个医治和恢复人的体力的能力。
The first story is about a synagogue leader, Jairus, who pleads with Jesus to heal his dying daughter.
第一個嘅故事咧，就係講到一個會堂嘅管理嘅人，叫做艾老，佢就係請求耶穌去醫治嗰個佢快要死去嘅女兒。
The second story is about a very ill woman who desperately sought Jesus for healing.
第二個故事咧，就係講到一個患咗血瘤嘅婦人，佢好急切嘅請求耶穌去醫治佢。
What is interesting is how the events in these two stories transpire.
就好有趣嘅咧，就係當我哋睇下喺依一兩個嘅故事當中，個事件點樣係一路嘅去展露出嚟。
If you notice, they do not occur separately, but both at the same time.
但如果你留意咧，就話佢依一兩個事件咧，唔係分開嚟去發生嘅，而係同時間一齊發生。
After the first story starts, it is interrupted by the second story of the ill woman.
喺第一個嘅故事開始之後咧。跟住第二個嘅關於一個血瘤嘅婦人嗰個故事又開展咯。
Until the second story finishes, it returns to the first story.
喺第二個嘅故事完結嘅時候咧，先至翻翻去第一個嘅故事嗰度。
Thus, the structure of the text is like a story within a story.
所以這個今日一段經文嗰個結構咧，就好似喺故事當中有一個嘅故事。
The second story is sandwiched in between the first story.
第二個故事呢就好似係夾咗喺第一個故事嘅中間。
This is a common literary structure and pattern in Mark's Gospel。
就咧喺馬可福音嚟講咧，一個係佢一個好通常都發生嘅見到嘅一個嘅結構同埋佢嗰個嘅格式。
It is used to heighten the reader's interest。
就可能咧就係令到讀者係更加深嘅有嗰個趣味。
It also helps us to see how the two stories are related and understand the faith of the characters.
亦都可能咧係就叫我哋睇到呢兩個故事係點樣互相牽連住嘅，亦都係從中咧去明白人物當中佢哋嗰個信心嗰個嘅嗰個瞭解。
The first story begins in verse 22, and we are told that one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet.He pleaded earnestly with him, My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live.
在第一個故事呢就是在第22節那裡開始的就是講到一個管會堂的人叫做艾老來到見耶穌就俯伏在耶穌的腳前再三的去請求他就說我的小女兒快要病死了求你去按手在她的身上使她痊癒可以得活呢?
The fact that Jairus is a synagogue leader and his name in this story says a lot about who he is.
事實上當艾老一個嘅會堂嘅管理人呢佢有佢個名喺呢個嘅故事當中呢已經話俾我哋聽就佢係一個點樣嘅人。
He's a person with status and power.
佢就係一個有地位、有身份嘅人。
As a religious leader, he is respected and a person of prominence with social and economic status.
佢作為一個嘅宗教領袖咧，佢係完全係被尊重嘅，亦都係一個好有名望嘅人。佢喺社會上、經濟上都有地位嘅。
At that time, a ruler of the synagogue was the head of the local Jewish community.
在當時來講一個管會堂的人呢也都是在個本地的猶太社區當中的一個的首領
For such a person to seek out and prostrate himself before Jesus and this crowd is very unusual
一個這樣的身份的人能夠來到神耶穌的面前去俯伏在這裡呢這個就是一個很不尋常的一件事了
Because one would usually lower oneself to someone who is of much greater status like a king
因為他是即將他一個這麼高的身份來降低這個是對很多的人來說呢這個就好像一個皇帝的身份他怎麼會這樣降卑自己呢
To lower and put himself out like this showed his humility and courage
就是他這樣的去降卑自己呢也都是顯示了他那個的謙卑和他的勇氣
Also he must really trust and respect Jesus
還有呢他也都是一定是很尊敬和很相信耶穌的
And given his position in the community many people would know him and what he did
就是他在一個的社區上有一個的地位呢就很多人會知道他在做什麼的
But with his daughter dying, he felt helpless and desperate
但當他那個女兒是快要死去的時候他就覺得很無望和很急切
Jesus responds to his request by going with him
但耶穌去回應他那個要求呢就說我跟你一起去
At this point, the story is put on hold, leaving the reader in suspense, while the second story begins with a sick woman appearing in the crowd.
但是这个故事呢讲到这里的时候呢就隔置了的令到听众呢就好像很有那个的期望继续发生什么事呢但是在这个时候呢另外一个故事一个血流的妇人的故事就展开了。
The text goes on to provide a rather detailed description of this woman's circumstances.
经文跟住落嚟咧就提供一啲好详细嘅资料，讲到关于呢个嘅妇人嘅背景啊，或者佢嗰个环境。
First, we find that she has been bleeding for 12 years.
第一咧，我哋就知道呢一个嘅妇人咧，佢患咗血瘤有12年。
Yes, 12 years, that is a long time.
12年是一个很长的时间来的。
Second, she has suffered a great deal.
第二呢,她是受了很多的苦。
Third, she was cared by many doctors.
第三咧，就係佢係有好多嘅醫生去診斷過去噶啦。
Fourth, she spent all she had to try to get well.
第四咧，就係佢花盡咗佢一切嚟嘗試係令自己能夠醫得好。
And after everything, her condition had gotten worse.
但係就算佢做咗咁多嘢咧，佢個情況係越嚟越差嘅。
We are not told about the specific or cause of her condition.
但咧喺聖經入邊就冇話俾我哋聽呢個婦人點解會引致佢有一個血流咧。
But it had to do with this condition that caused continual bleeding.
但咧就係無論如何咧，佢就係有一個不斷有血流嘅情況出現。
Now, when it comes to blood, Jewish tradition has strict rules regarding ritual purity and cleanliness.
嗱，但係講到血一方面咧。是按照猶太的傳統和他們的法例呢是有很嚴謹的法例去講到一個儀式上的潔淨和清潔的。
According to Leviticus 15 verses 25 to 33, any discharge of blood for many days would make one unclean.
是按照在申命記15章25至33節那裡講到呢任何一些血流呢如果是長時間的血流呢都是會令到那個人是不潔的。
So what this means is that anyone who has contact with her by lying in her bed, sitting in her chair, or touching her becomes unclean.
所以呢就凡是一個人是接觸過這一個流血的女人無論她睡過的床她坐過的椅子或者是摸到她那個人自己都會變成不潔的。
So they are required to wash their clothes and bathe so that they can become clean again.
所以那些人就要去洗他的衣服和要用水洗澡令到自己潔淨。
And to become clean again, she herself must go through an elaborate process.
而對那個患者來說，如果他要成為潔淨，他也要經過一個很長的一個步驟。
All this is to guard the Israelites from their uncleanness.
这个呢就是令到是以色列人不好有不洁净。
Otherwise, they would die because their impurity would defy God's tabernacle.
如果不是呢他们就因为他们一个的不洁净呢他是触犯了上帝那个的殿所以他们是会死的。
So many, what happens, many would avoid touching women altogether because they are afraid they may become accidentally contaminated.
所以很多人呢他就盡量避免不去觸摸到一些婦女因為他們很怕就是他們意外地會成為不潔淨。
Now with this condition, basically she's always in a state of being unclean.
但我們想想這個婦人她是 有血流的時候就是說她經常都是不潔淨的。
And thus she cannot have any friends or social contacts or relations with anyone.
因為咁樣咧，佢可能就係完全唔可以有任何嘅社交，唔可能有任何嘅朋友。
She was also probably divorced or had never married.
佢好可能咧係已經係離咗婚，或者甚至係完全未結過婚嘅。
She could not even fulfill her basic role and identity as a woman to bear children and to be a mother.
佢甚至可能係唔能夠係懷孕或者係成為一個嘅媽媽。
She cannot participate in any social activities and community life or even go to the synagogue to worship.
她不能夠參與任何一些社交的活動甚至是去到會堂當中來去敬拜。
Basically, she was just a social outcast and lived a life of isolation, fear and shame.
基本上她就是一個被社會拋棄的一個人她是活在孤立活在恐懼和在羞辱當中。
Not only did she suffer socially and psychologically, but also physically.
但事實上，她不單止是在一個的社交上、心理上是受苦，連她的肉體上都在這裡受苦的。
With the bleeding, she is probably anemic and was likely to be always tired, weak, and fatigued.
因為她時時有一個血漏，她可能是貧血的，所以身體是會是很軟弱、很脆弱的。
If we take into account that the average lifespan at that time was only 40 years and that she had this condition for 12 years.
如果我們想想在當時來說人的壽命差不多是平均是40年 咁而一個嘅婦人已經有咗一個血流有十二年嘅時間。
And probably it started after puberty. Then if we do the math, she spent probably half her life with this disease.
咁好可能咧，呢個婦人係喺佢年青期之後咧，就開始有呢個血流。咁差唔多佢大半生都係有呢個嘅病嘅。
She was desperate to get well.
所以佢係好急切嘅想得到痊愈。
So when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.
所以當佢一聽到耶穌嘅時候咧，佢就好想喺耶穌嘅後邊嗰度去觸摸到耶穌。佢因為佢諗，我只要係摸到佢件衫，我就得到痊愈㗎啦。
This may seem like a simple or trivial thing to do.
但可能我哋聽起上嚟會覺得呢個係一個好微小、好簡單嘅一個嘅動作啫。
But if you consider her circumstances and the Jewish tradition and culture of her day, it is not simple at all.
但如果我哋諗下佢嗰個嘅情況，或者佢當時係以色列個猶太嗰個嘅傳統或者文化嘅時候咧，佢呢一個嘅做法就一啲都唔簡單。
On the contrary, she had to overcome huge obstacles.
剛剛相反咧，就係佢所做嘅嘢咧，係要抗衡咗好多嘅阻礙嘅。
Because of the Jewish laws and traditions of ritual purity, she should not have even been in this crowd.
就因為依個猶太嘅法例同埋佢哋嗰個儀式上嗰個潔淨一個嘅法例咧，佢根本連喺個人群當中都唔應該嘅。
Just having her coming out in public means breaking the law, which required.Great risk, courage, and determination.
佢喺人群當中出現咧，佢實在已經係違反咗嗰個律法，而佢係需要有好多嘅冒險、好多嘅勇氣或者係決心先可以做到一個嘅動作。
And probably many people already knew about her condition.
而好多嘅人可能根本已經知道佢依個嘅情況。
Because in a small village, word would have spread from family, friends, and from her doctors.
因為佢哋係住喺一個好細嘅村落當中，周圍嘅人可能從佢嘅家人啊、醫生當中都了解佢嘅情況。
So there was a very real fear of shame and condemnation from the crowd.
所以對呢個婦人嚟講，佢係有一個真正嘅恐懼同埋俾人哋指責嘅。
If anyone recognized her, she could have been stoned to death.
如果有人認到佢出嚟咧，佢可能就會被用石頭打死嘅。
She also had to do something that was unconscionable, and that is touching a holy person, which was strictly forbidden.
而佢亦都要做一個即係更加冇可能嘅嘢，就係話去觸摸一個聖潔嘅人。
So with all these risks, she tried to best to hide and be anonymous.
就因為佢知道依個嘅危險，佢就所以盡量嘅去隱藏佢自己。
She approaches Jesus from behind to avoid being seen and hopes that she can just touch him, quickly disappear and slip back into the crowd.
嗰個婦人咧就所以喺耶穌嘅背後嚟去接觸耶穌，佢就希望我就摸摸佢之後，我就可以即刻避開啦，或者喺人群當中消失啦。
Already having to come out in this crowd, she tried to minimize her visibility and presence.
佢喺呢個人群當中嘅時候，佢實在盡量希望係減少去俾人哋察覺嘅，或者係俾人哋知道佢嘅存在嗰個嘅可能性。
She does not want to do anything that would attract attention.
佢就盡量避免唔去做一啲嘢係引起人太多嘅注意。
Now compared with Jairus, she cannot even talk to Jesus face to face and ask him for healing.
同挨老相比呢，一個婦人就唔可以正面嘅面對面嘅同耶穌去講說話，同請求耶穌嘅醫治。
Because unlike Jairus, she is a nobody, no status, position or respect in the community.
因為同挨老係好唔同嘅，一個婦人佢冇身份冇地位，唔係一個好卑微嘅人。
She does not even have a name in the story.
而喺故事當中咧，根本連名都冇俾佢嘅。
Despite all her struggles, fears, and risks, she refused to let anything get in the way of reaching Jesus.
但雖然佢有咁多依啲嘅掙扎，有咁多嘅恐懼，有咁多嘅冒險，但係佢拒絕唔讓任何嘅嘢阻止佢去見到耶穌。
No matter how big, no matter how difficult.
無論係幾困難，無論係幾大嘅一件嘅阻難。
No matter how risky，
無論係幾咁嘅冒險。
She did not allow anything to stop her as she works her way through the crowd toward Jesus.
佢冇讓任何嘅嘢去禁止佢唔去慢慢嘅行喺呢個嘅羣眾當中，向住耶穌嗰邊行。
Like her, we must also work our way through difficulties and press on in our faith.
就好似呢個婦人一樣，我哋都需要係積極嘅去面對我哋嘅困難，去處理呢個困難，而係竭力嘅喺憑住信心嘅繼續嘅前進。
What is God having us to work through?
就是神今日要我哋每一个人要处理面对啲乜嘢呢
？Is it our fears？
系咪我哋嘅恐惧呢
？Fear of the unknown。
对将来未知嘅嘢嘅恐惧。
Fear of what others think。
系恐惧人哋点样谂我哋
？Fears of things will not turn out the way we want。
系恐惧事情未必系如我哋所愿嘅去发生。
Fear of failure。
系恐惧我哋会失败。
Like her, no matter what, we must not give up。
但好似呢個婦人咁樣，我哋應該就千祈唔好去放棄。
After Jesus healed her, you would think that all her problems are over and she can just go home, disappear and be done with.
但當耶穌去醫治咗呢個婦人之後，你會覺得，咁佢呢個婦人咪可以翻屋企咯，就一切都妥掂曬啦，可以好順利咁樣走啦。
But it turns out to be the most difficult and a turning point in all her struggles.
但是呢跟住落嚟嘅發展呢就係呢個婦人最困難亦都係佢一切呢一個嘅掙扎嘅轉捩點嚟
㗎。Jesus deliberately calls her out of the crowd to identify who had been healed.
耶穌呢好刻意嘅去想喺人群當中指佢出嚟，就係講明係佢耶穌真係醫治咗邊一個人。
He turned around in the crowd and asked,Who touched my clothes? He kept looking around to see who had done it.
耶穌佢就係醫治咗個婦人得到醫治之後咧，耶穌佢轉過身嚟，然後就喺眾人當中去問邊個摸過我嘅衣服咧？我嘅能力喺邊度出咗嚟咧
？Just imagine what she is going through right now—the agony and tension over what she should do.
就你可以想象喺呢個時刻嗰個婦人嗰個嘅感受，佢係幾咁嘅焦急，佢係幾咁嘅緊張，跟住落嚟會發生啲咩事咧
？Should she respond or hide in the crowd or run？
佢係咪應該去回應咧，還是即刻避開咧、匿埋咧，還是係逃走咧
？Actually, if you think about it, she really does not have much of a choice.
但如果我哋細心諗下，這個婦人喺嗰個時刻實在都冇多，唔係好多嘅選擇嘅。
Because when Jesus calls her out, it makes it almost impossible to hide.
就當耶穌咁樣喺人群當中指出嚟嘅時候，這個婦人根本冇得去，冇咩地方可以匿埋嘅。
Because now everyone is looking around and wondering who it is.
因為嗰個時刻，啲眾人都周圍去望睇下。發生咩事？邊個人係得到耶穌嘅醫治
？It further arouses their attention and curiosity，
就係令到人群更加嘅好奇同埋想知道發生咩事。
I mean, where can she run in this huge crowd？
咁就喺一個嘅情況當中，佢喺咁多人當中，佢走得去邊咧
？And if she runs, there's a real risk that people will know。
就如果佢一走咧，可能啲人更加嘅注意到佢。
Any and every movement will reveal her presence.
就無論呢個婦人去做啲乜咧，佢可能都係好容易顯示到佢嗰個嘅存在嘅。
After all her efforts to hide, she is now faced with the horrific choice of letting everyone know.
就當呢個嘅婦人去盡量嘅去隱蔽自己，但喺呢個時刻，佢就要面對一個嘅好嚴峻的一個嘅選擇，就是話佢要讓人群知道佢嘅存在了。
Now she has to lay it all on the line and risk everything.
佢喺呢度咧，佢就要孤注一擲嘅去冒險啦。
Like her, we too are called to risk everything if we want to trust Jesus.
就好似個婦人一樣，神都係要我哋每個人去冒險。如果我哋係要需要去信靠佢嘅話
，What is God calling you to put on the line to trust Him？
就今日神係要我哋去喺邊一方面去冒險嚟去相信佢咧
？What is holding you back？
有啲乜嘢係令到我哋要保留咧
？Finally, full of fear and trembling, she came forward and fell down in front of Jesus and told him the whole truth.
但最後呢，這個婦人呢，她就是俯伏在耶穌的面前，就將她自己一切的事情告訴耶穌。
I think what is so amazing is that throughout her struggles, no matter how difficult, she didn't give up and continues to trust Jesus.
就我覺得呢，是很驚訝的一件事呢，就是無論她所經歷的多少掙扎，或者是那個困難是有多麼大呢，她都沒有放棄到，她是繼續的去相信耶穌。
Her trust was persistent and unyielding.
她對神那個的信任呢，是堅持的，是不屈服的。
In fact, it was her trust that sustained and helped her to overcome.
而事實上呢，就因為她這個的信靠是維持到她，也是幫她去戰勝了一切。
In this encounter, one question that comes to mind is why Jesus, knowing all her fears,insist on knowing who touched him and singling her out in the crowd.
就是在一个事件当中呢，我就会想有一个问题，就在这里问，即既然耶稣知道他这个恐惧，也都知道他那个的羞辱，为什么耶稣还是要去将他在人群当中指出来，去知道哪一个是得到他的医治呢？
And I'm sure Jesus already knows even before he asks.
就相信耶穌在他問之前，他都知道是這個婦人的。
Jesus is not interested in just performing a miracle.
就耶穌他不是只是想說只是去施行一個神蹟。
But more importantly, he desires a personal encounter with her.
更加重要的，耶穌是想跟這個婦人有一個個人的接觸。
It is about his presence.
就是關於他耶穌自己那個的存在。
It is about letting her know that he knows and cares for her, and that she is worthy of his attention and care.
就是想让一个妇人知道耶稣他是关心他的，认识他的，也都 是值得是耶稣去注意他的。
It is also to make clear to her and the crowd that it was not his garment, but her faith in Jesus that healed her.
他亦都係想係就話叫一個嘅婦人甚至群眾知道咧，唔係因為佢嗰個衣服令到呢個婦人係痊癒啊，乃係佢嘅信令到佢痊癒啊。
Instead of reproach or condemnation, Jesus responds to her confession with mercy and compassion.
但耶穌對一個嘅婦人嗰個嘅坦白咧，佢冇係用一個嘅指責或者譴責嘅態度嚟去處理，反而耶穌係。是帶著一個憐憫和同情的心來去跟她說話。
Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
耶穌就說了，女兒，是因為你的信，你是得救了，平平安安地回去吧，你的災病痊癒了。
Jesus embraces, receives and blesses her with healing and complete restoration.
耶稣是藉着他一个的完全的医治来去祝福他，来去接纳他。
The word peace in verse 34 is shalom, which refers to wholeness, salvation, and well-being.
就是在34节那个平平安安这个词呢，它意思是讲到完全的拯救的 是安宁的。
Not only is she healed bodily, but also psychologically and sociallyBecause she is free from all her fears and shame.
所以她的醫治是不但只是身體上、心理上或者是社交上的，甚至是去全人的醫治，因為她是已經不再有一個的恐懼和羞辱了。
She can resume a healthy and normal life and become part of her community.
她再次的有一個健康和一個正常的一個的生活。他可以再次的參與在他的社區當中。
As this story comes to a close, the first story of Jairus' daughter resumes.
當這個故事完結的時候，第一個故事挨老的故事又繼續了。
If you remember, her situation is very pressing because she is on the verge of dying.
就我們記得就是挨老的女兒那個的事件是很急切的，因為她是在一個的死亡的邊緣。
You may be wondering what happened to her.
我哋可能喺度谂，挨老嘅女发生咩事咧？跟住点咧
？Given both situations happening at once, it's interesting to see how Jesus responds.
嗱，就呢两个嘅事情咧，系一同一时间发生嘅， 就好有趣咧，就睇下耶穌點樣嘅去回應佢哋。
Instead of helping the dying daughter, Jesus puts aside her need to attend to the bleeding woman.
喺嗰個時刻，耶穌唔係話繼續嘅去到挨老嘅家嗰度，反而咧佢係放低挨老嗰件事而去醫治嗰個患血瘤嘅婦人。
It doesn't make sense because Jairus came to Jesus first, and his need was more urgent.
就呢個唔合理嘅，因為挨老係先去揾耶穌噶嘛。
Also, he is a religious leader, well respected in the community.
又加上挨老係一個宗教嘅領袖，佢係喺社區當中係得到尊重嘅。
What is even more interesting is that throughout this whole delay, he didn't show any anger, impatience, or complaint.
但更加有趣嘅咧，就話喺一個嘅延遲當中咧，挨老佢冇任何嘅憤怒啊，或者係好唔耐煩啊，或者係一啲嘅埋怨。
Jesus, I think I was here first.
挨老可能話：耶穌，我先嚟嘅喎。
Don't you care about my daughter who is dying?
你唔理我嗰個死緊快要死嘅女兒咩
？What are we doing here with this unclean woman?
你對呢個患血瘤嘅婦人做啲咩啊
？You're wasting precious time. Every second we waste, my daughter might die.
你浪費咗呢啲咁寶貴嘅時間啊！實一分一秒都好緊要嘅，唔係我個女兒就會死噶啦。
Let's get moving.
快啲去啦
！The fact that he didn't give up says a lot about his faith.
而呢個事實就係講到挨老，佢係冇放棄咧，實亦都係俾我哋好了解到佢呢個人係點樣嘅。
It reminds us that we too need to continue to have faith, even when things are not going our way.
就呢個亦都提醒我哋，就係話，就算事情唔係按住我哋理想嘅去發展嘅時候咧，我哋要仍然要維持有呢個嘅信心。
Or when God is not responding the way we want, or God is taking too long, or God doesn't seem to care.
或者係就算係神好似唔係按住我哋嗰個嘅祈求嚟去回應。或者神好似你用咗好长嘅时间都冇回应，或者神好似系唔理咁样。
We find in verse 35, it is because of this very delay that the daughter has passed away.
嗱，我哋跟住睇落去喺35节嗰度咧，就讲到就因为呢个延迟咧，令到挨老嘅女儿咧就死咗啦。
Knowing that this will happen, why did Jesus still choose to help the bleeding woman first?
就耶稣。知道呢件事會咁樣發生落去嘅，點解耶穌仍然選擇去幫咗嗰個患血瘤嘅婦人先呢
？Is it because her need is more important？
就係因為呢個婦人嘅需要多啲咩
？Is it because she is poor？
就係因為佢係貧窮咩
？Is it because she suffered so much？
就係因為佢已經受咗好多苦咩
？Is it because of her hopelessness and despair？
係因為佢嗰個嘅無望同埋絕望
？I think Jesus do not see things the same way we do。
但我想耶稣看的事情不是按照我们看事的方法的。
He's not limited to or defined by the circumstances.
他不是因为那个环境来限制了他或者去断定了他。
The answer is in Jesus' response to the woman in verse 34. Daughter, your faith has healed you.
就我们在跟着那个经节那里我们就看到那个答案了。耶稣就说你的信你的信是救了你。
It is her great faith.
就是不要怕，只要信。这个就是她那个很大的信心。
And that faith sustained and enabled her to risk everything and overcome her struggles.
就是因为她这个信心是维持她，也是令到她可以面对这么大的困难。
As we resume the story of Jairus' daughter, people from his house have broken the tragic news.That she already passed away.
就当我哋继续依一个嘅挨老女儿嘅故事嘅时候咧，就系讲到佢嘅屋企嘅人就嚟到揾话俾挨老听，佢嘅女儿已经死咗啦。
Now any and all hope is lost.
就喺依度就好似任何嘅希望都冇晒啦。
There's no point in pursuing any further.
就再继续追求啲乜嘢都冇用啦。
I can't imagine how Jairus is feeling right now.
你好难想象挨老当时嘅心情系点样。
He waited patiently.
佢系好忍耐咁样喺度等候。
He didn't complain.
佢冇埋怨。
Despite the delay, he continues to stay and trust Jesus.
就算有一個嘅延遲，但係佢選擇繼續嘅去相信耶穌。
He did everything right。
佢成乜嘢都做得好啱噶啦。
What more does he have to do？
佢仲要做咩呢
？And yet he still lost his daughter。
但最後佢仍然都係失去咗佢嘅女兒。
It doesn't seem to be fair。
好似好唔公平啊
！I did my best, and this is what I get。
我盡我嘅能去做，盡我嘅能力去做，但最後我係得到咁嘅結果。
It makes you wonder what is God really doing here。
所以有時會令到你去諗就係話，神啊，你喺度做乜啊
？Why this？
點解係咁啊
？Why？
點解啊
？That question is asked most often。
就依個問題，我哋好多時都係咁樣問嘅。
2 weeks ago, my coworker shared with me that her son's friend Jacob was just diagnosed with leukemia.
就兩個星期前咧，我嘅同事咧就同我分享到佢個仔嘅一個好朋友阿 Jacob 咧係患咗血癌。
Jacob also lost his mother when he was 7.
阿 Jacob 咧喺佢七歲嘅時候已經失去咗佢媽媽嘅。
He's a good kid and liked by everybody.
佢係一個好乖嘅小朋友，好多人都好中意佢嘅。
My coworker felt very sad and asked why.
所以我个同事咧就好伤心，就喺度问点解啊
？Why does it have to happen to him？
点解呢件事要发生喺佢嘅身上咧
？He's only 11 years old.
佢只系11岁咋
？He's such a sweet kid.
佢系一个咁可爱嘅小朋友。
Why him？
点解系佢呢
？None of these are easy questions.
就呢啲都唔係一啲好容易嘅問題。
There are no easy answers。
亦都冇一啲好容易嘅答案。
And most of the time, there are no answers。
而好多嘅時候根本係冇答案嘅。
They shake us up。
有好多時呢啲嘅問題會動搖我哋。
They make us feel uneasy。
令到我哋好不安。
They make us feel small, helpless。
令到我哋覺得好微小，係好無助。
That we are not in control。
就我哋唔能够掌控一切。
That anything can happen。
任何事情都系可以发生。
That our lives are fragile and can be taken from us at any moment。
我哋嘅生命就系咁脆弱嘅，随时都可以攞走嘅。
It's difficult to accept things we cannot understand or make sense of。
就好难去接受一啲我哋唔明白嘅嘢或者唔合理嘅嘢。
We start to question ourselves。
我哋就开始喺度问啦，怀疑啦。
Question God and His love。
去懷疑神，懷疑神嘅愛。
Question our faith。
懷疑我哋嘅信仰。
Question our worldview and understanding of what life is all about。
去懷疑我哋嘅世界觀同埋人生生命係咩意思。
With all the questions, doubts, and uncertainties, how can we move on？
當我哋有咁多嘅問題、咁多嘅懷疑、咁多嘅未知之數嘅時候，我哋點可以繼續落去咧
？What are we to do？
我哋可以做啲咩咧
？In verse 35, Jesus reminds us that the only thing we can do is to shift our focus from our circumstances to Jesus Himself。
喺35節嗰度咧，就講到耶穌提醒我哋，就係話唯一一件事我哋可以做嘅，就係將我哋嘅焦點從個環境當中移翻去耶穌嗰度。
Don't be afraid, only believe。
不要怕。只要信。
This is the challenge before us.
依個就係對我哋嘅每一個人嘅挑戰。
To believe only in what circumstances allow, or to believe in the God who makes all things possible.
我哋去相信只係相信環境可以容許嘅嘢啊，還是我哋去相信依個神，依個係可以叫一切唔可能都成為可能嘅神呢？
Because He is above all the circumstances.
因為我哋嘅神係喺所有嘅環境之上嘅。
Because He is Lord over disease and death.
我哋嘅神亦都係掌控所有嘅疾病同埋死亡。
Because He is sovereign and in control.
我哋嘅神亦都係滿有主權同埋佢係喺度掌控一切。
One thing only is necessary to believe.
唯一嘅一樣嘢我哋需要嘅就係。相信。
And this is what God is calling Jairus and us to do.
就依一樣嘢，就係神係要叫捱腦同埋我哋去做嘅嘢。
To continue to trust and hope in the face of hopelessness, despair, and doubts.
就係喺我哋無望、我哋絕望，甚至喺懷疑當中，我哋繼續嘅堅持嘅去相信同埋有盼望。
This is exactly what Jairus did.
依個就係捱腦所做嘅啦。
He didn't give in.
佢冇放棄。
He didn't give up。
佢亦都冇拒絕。
He was not angry。
佢冇嬲怒。
He had no resentments。
佢冇任何嘅埋怨。
Didn't complain。
佢冇任何嘅怨恨。
He didn't give in to despair or hopelessness.
佢冇係因為一個嘅絕望同埋無望，佢令到佢係放棄。
He did not allow others to discourage him.
佢冇讓任何嘅事情去令到佢灰心。
He refused to give in when ridiculed and laughed by others.
佢亦都係，就算人哋去恥笑佢嘅時候，佢都拒絕去放棄。
He continues to trust Jesus.
佢繼續嘅去信靠耶穌。
I believe that all along Jesus was preparing and challenging Jairus' faith.
我相信咧，就係耶穌一直嚟咧，都係喺度準備緊同埋挑戰緊挨路嘅信心。
He wanted to strengthen his faith by allowing him to witness the faith of the woman.
就佢係就係想係強化佢嘅信心，所以就讓佢去見證到嗰個婦人嗰個嘅信心。
Her examples bear witness to her unyielding faith in the face of all her struggles, suffering, and pain.
嗰個婦人喺佢嗰個嘅掙扎，喺佢嘅痛苦同埋喺佢個嘅辛苦當中咧，佢仍然係有一個嘅。唔屈服嘅信心，一個堅持嘅信心咧，依、这個就成為個婦人嘅一個好好嘅見證。
It's hard for us to accept and understand, but it was to prepare him for the death of his daughter.
就雖然咧係令到我哋好難去接受，但係就依個整個嘅過程咧，實在就準備挨老去接受佢女兒死亡嘅信息。
It is through the pain, the suffering.And hopelessness that his and our faith are tested and challenged.
就好多時咧，就係藉住一個嘅痛苦，我哋嘅所受嘅苦，或者一啲嘅好絕望嘅情況咧，我哋嗰個嘅信心就係得到挑戰，同埋得到一個嘅考驗。
Both characters show that the key to making it through the storms and trials is to keep on believing.
就是在兩個的故事當中的人物呢，他們那個扼要的一點呢，就是在他們無論是在生命上經歷有什麼的風浪，他們仍然呢都是選擇的去相信。
Regardless of how hopeless, how painful, how difficult, they kept on believing.
無論是有多麼的絕望，有多麼的辛苦，有多麼的困境，他們繼續的去相信。
After learning of his daughter's death, he kept on believing.
就算挨老，佢知道佢嘅女兒嘅死訊之後，佢仍然繼續嘅相信。
He continues to go with Jesus to his house.
佢繼續嘅同耶穌去到佢嘅屋企嗰度。
And finally, Jesus brought his daughter back to life.
咁最後，耶穌就係叫佢嘅女兒係再有翻生命。
Regardless of whatever trials and circumstances come our way, may we continue to focus on Jesus and keep on believing in Him.
所以無論我們將會有什麼的思念，或者我們的環境是怎樣的轉變，願意我們每個人都是將我們的焦點，我們的眼睛是望向耶穌，而去繼續的去選擇相信。
神啊，我們感謝你，你讓我們有機會去聽你的話語。神啊，當我們是遇到困難，遇到挑戰，我們都去願意去倚靠你，願意去繼續去相信你。求你都帮助我哋，你知道我哋嘅困难，你知道我哋嘅处境。求你都俾我哋有呢个信心去走前边嘅路，知道你系同我哋一齐行，你知道我哋嘅软弱。求你都俾我哋有呢个信心去仰望你。我哋感谢你听我哋嘅祷告，祈祷奉耶稣的名求，阿门。